The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it's game night and Carbach night. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, come out to Carbach and pull your shirt off with a question on it, put odds on it. Because what are the odds that we are at Carbach today?
Percent 1,000.
And you know what? I already had the poutine.
Yeah.
It's very strong. They've got BBH Espresso.
Is that the same? It's not like the poutine they serve at that Tim Hortons, right?
No.
Okay.
No, honestly, and this is no disrespect to anybody, the poutine in the States, I've never found any place that's anywhere close to what you get up there. Tim Hortons doesn't do poutine, but there's...
Poutine?
Well, that's Tim Hortons. That's a different kind of poutine.
Yeah.
I have like a gym of the day package that's just for you poo fiends.
Okay.
And the chick in the main gym of the day is your next ex-wife.
Dude, so remember like a couple months ago they did the Cron.com did the slideshow of what's your favorite radio host look like? And then they posted pictures of all the radio hosts in town except for us.
Yeah.
This is how lazy Cron.com is. They reposted it yesterday like it was something new.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because I don't want to say, oh, we're better than them or anything. But like on our website, when I reposted something, I put a little note that said, hey, this appeared before basketball season, but you might find it useful for the Rockets playoffs.
Come on,
I didn't present it as something brand
new. No. The worst.
And we're still not on it, right?
No, we're still not on it.
It's like the number one sports show in the city of 2018, by far, not even close, is not on the list.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
You think having good performance makes you popular?
A little bit.
No.
I think it has a little bit to do with it.
Raheel and John are on it, but not us.
I can see John being on there. He's a legend.
Well.
But shouldn't it be John and Lance?
No. Lance, not famous enough anymore.
Wow. Last time I looked, I thought Lance and John are kind of legends.
Well, you would think. They've changed up the way they look at legends, Fred. Barry Warner, not on the list. Legend.
Yeah.
I don't know if Charlie Polillo was on that chart.
I'm sure he was. He's one of those guys that whenever they do those kind of lists, people love him.
Yeah, people do love him. He's a lovable guy.
I think it's once they find out that he wears 7.5 shoes.
There's nothing wrong with wearing a size 7.5 shoe.
Hey, it just means you're a wee lad. That's okay.
My son wears a size 7.
You know what? You know what people liked? The Hobbit.
Hobbits have big feet.
They like elves. Elves are wee.
Who like? I don't like elves.
I do. I like elves.
Really?
Elf chicks are hot. Yeah.
Just because you saw one movie with Steven Tyler's daughter in it as an elf, you think elves are hot?
Well, I've seen other elves.
Name one.
I don't remember the exact movie because I used to watch all these dorky.
You don't know any
movies.
Of them. You only know Steven Tyler's daughter.
They all have weird names. You know, like Elvenor.
I'm not
like
asking
that.
Their elf
remember.
Name. I'm asking the actress's name.
Oh, I don't know. They were all like Z movies, the stuff I used to watch.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because, I was always watching stuff like Ator the Fighting Eagle and things like that.
It's unbelievable that you ever got laid. It's ridiculous.
It was a challenge.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, if you used the Cosby method, maybe I could see it.
No, don't do that. Don't
but
need to.
Using, like, the playing Dungeons & Dragons and watching the the Soaring Eagle movies. It's like, how does that even work?
Sword and the Sorcerer? That was a movie I watched?
No, I don't remember that because I was busy trying to get laid.
You weren't even born yet by then. That was back when I was like 16. You weren't even born yet. So, 713-780-3776. I read a lot of books about elves and the drawings of them. They're really hot.
Oh, now I see how you got laid. You read books about elves. That makes sense now. Now it's all coming together. You were in the library checking out an elf book, and a girl behind you was like, ooh, he's into elves. Let me get on that.
No, basically what it was.
It wasn't like that at
all? They'd look at me in the library and say, oh, he must be a smart. And, they didn't know any better because, hey, he's in the library. They didn't look to see that I was reading Lord of the Rings Volume 2.
Back then, women couldn't read, right? That was like we allowed.
No, that wasn't that far back.
Oh.
They could read.
When you were in high school, the women were allowed to read?
You know what else they could do?
I thought we had rules back then.
No, you know what else they could do? They could vote.
What?
Yeah.
When you were in school?
Yeah. Shocker.
I don't buy that.
Yeah. And here's another thing. They could actually hold a job.
Like where they got money or just a job,
nope.
Like where they odd jobs around the house?
No, where they got
like
paid.
Cooking and cleaning.
Where they got paid money.
Wow.
So.
Did they have to get a waiver from the government?
No. I don't think so. But I don't know. I was 16. I don't remember. I smoked a lot of weed back then.
Yeah.
Well, you're right about Sarah Spain, I got to tell you.
I don't like her.
Not a fan.
I don't like her one bit. I don't like those earrings. I don't like that head. I don't like anything about her. There's people who tell me she's hot, and I don't get it.
Well, we all have different tastes, but I tend to agree
with
you on this one.
I don't like girls who talk about sports. I don't like that. So
there's not one that you like?
I don't think so. Like, I hear all these dudes who are like, oh, you gotta be, if your girl's into – I want my girl to be into sports. What? That's the last thing I want is my wife to be like, so, hun, what game are we watching? And I don't want that. Are you serious? It's weird. I don't need that in my life.
Well, some people actually like that. That's a connection. They're
you like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Like, you like arguing with your wife about junior hockey.
Well, that's not arguing. I'm Team USA and she's Team Canada, and those are always two of the best teams, so it's more of a hatred thing. It's not an arguing thing.
It just seems like
I want to beat her guys into the ground, and she wants to win so she can say how great Canada is at hockey.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's more of a competitive thing. Oh, geez.
We do have Carbach hats out here.
Yes,
Carbach Rockets hats. And I don't know what's the deal. Are the beard shirts gone? Is that it?
Okay, so apparently
shirts are gone.
Even though they
didn't save any for us.
We're the show that everybody came to see.
Yeah.
They did not save shirts for us.
Yeah.
Everybody else got them.
That's unfortunate.
Including guys who don't even drink. I'm a little irritated with that because I'm enjoying a BBH, one of my favorite. And by the way, they got some great stuff on tap out here. They've got the BBH. They've got the BBH with espresso. They've got the BBH cherries. They've got the Fun Series 17. And they've got the actual Hellfighter, which you can't really get anywhere but here.
They've got Fun Series 16, too, the Nigel.
Oh, do they? Okay, yeah, that's what that is at the top.
They got some Hop Delusion on tap. They got a bunch of good stuff on tap. And if you go out to the beer garden, you can buy a beer there, and they'll give you a Rockets glass.
Nice.
With your beer that you can keep.
Nice.
And take home with you.
So,
but you need to empty the beer out of it into your mouth hole before you take it home. Do not go home with a full beer in your car. It's frowned upon by law enforcement.
Well, and I don't think you can walk out of here with a full beer.
I mean, legally, no.
Yeah. So we don't want you breaking the law. But come on out, man. This is.
It's not like Tyler's going to run somebody down and tackle them if they.
No, Tyler's going to. Well, unless it's a BBH, he might want it. So, but hey, great spot to come catch game two tonight. You can watch it in the restaurant, or you can go out on the patio. You can go out in the beer garden, and all kinds of awesome Rocket stuff they're giving away. But you can only get them today. We're here till 7 o'clock. Come on out, 2032 Carbach Street. It's real easy. Just get on Waze and punch in Carbach, and it'll come right up for you. So. Been waiting to get out here for a long time. This has been in the works for a while. And here we are.
Here we are.
I'm very happy to be here.
And there's a professional sports match on tonight.
There is.
Between the Rockets of Houston and the Warriors of the Golden State. You want to go thoughts into that next segment?
Yeah, let's do the next segment. But we got a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about near LeBron's last night.
Oh. Well, this is the thing. You watch that, it's hard to say, like, LeBron's not giving everything. You know what I mean? LeBron's playing great. He's played great in both these games.
He didn't play great in game one, no.
Oh, you're right.
He was pretty bad in game one.
But game two, he was great, and they got nothing. So they can't win when he's bad. They can't win when he's great. I don't know. They may just be done. They may be roll over and dead done.
Well,
I mean, granted, listen, they lost the two road games.
And we always say one of the great cliches about series is they don't start until the home team loses. And
did the Rockets series start?
Rockets series is underway.
It started now.
That one's underway.
Because they lost a home game. It started.
And they're in a must-win tonight. We'll talk about that when we come back. But I'm not ready to give up on the Cavs just yet. I think they did play better, especially in the first half yesterday. I thought they were actually going to win the game. But they haven't, you know, they just need to get home, hold serve there. We know they're going to have to win one in Boston at some point. You always want to get one of the first two. Didn't happen. I'm not ready to throw them out yet. And I know that that's the hot take talking head thing to do today. Oh, the Cavs are done. Just like it was the hot take to say, oh, the Rockets are done. I don't think that's the case at all. I think the Cavs will come back and win game three. And if they don't, then yeah, then you can say they're done. Of course, it's not a hot take then. Then it's just reality.
But if I told you before the game last night, LeBron was going to go 16 of 29 from the field, 42 points, 10 boards, 12 assists. You think they're winning that game, right? They're at least, at a minimum, not losing by double digits.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just, and you know, the Celtics, it's just a balanced attack. Nobody's doing anything, like, out of this world great. They just, everybody's pitching in, and they're grinding out wins. I don't know. I'm concerned.
Celtics have been really good at home throughout these playoffs. I'm not confident in the Cavs, but I'm not ready to just say, oh, they're done. And I don't think you can.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we've seen what LeBron can do when he completely takes over. And I think he just needs a little bit of help. And they'll be at home. He should get more. And if not, see you. Thanks for playing. Man, if it winds up being Boston Golden State, I'm not going to watch a single game.
There's no point.
I mean, for one thing, Golden State's going to win. I don't like either one of these teams, and I hate everything Boston. So, yeah, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to wind up being that. But the good news is I don't have to watch any of the games because you'll watch them all because you love the Warriors.
And I'll just tell you what happened.
Yeah, well, I'll read about what happened, but I won't waste an hour and a half or 2 hours of my night watching a game. All right. Or watching four games, excuse me. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk about Rockets Warriors. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Listen, I don't live anywhere near Sugarland, but it doesn't matter. I pass up four or five other Harley dealers on my way down there because it's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They have seven master technicians on staff. Seven. That's way more than any other dealer in town. You know the job's going to get done right. Their inventory's out of this world. They got a bunch of new soft tails on the showroom floor. Pick your pleasure going on right now at Republic Harley-Davidson. You buy a new 2018 Softail Sportster, you choose between a helmet, jacket, and boots package, a Stage 1 performance upgrade, and a four-year extended service plan. Only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Then Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 11, you test drive any bike, get a free hot breakfast. Not a bad deal. Go try out one of the new 2018s. And then Bike Night coming up tomorrow night at 6 p.m., Paul Ramirez Bank's going to perform live. There's going to have food, door prizes, and you can register to win a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. You can only register to win at Bike Night. So the more events you come to, more chances you get to register, and the winner's going to be drawn at the last Bike Night in October. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This
is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach, where we're enjoying really good food, great beer, cool people. Come on out. We've got all kinds of giveaways. In fact, we've got hats. If you go outside, you can get a Rockets pint glass. Who wouldn't want that? So there's all kinds of cool stuff that they're giving away, that we're giving away. And plus we're here, which is always a positive. So I have a hockey play for the people before
we go. Oh, yes.
I like trends that are 100%. I'm pretty big on that. Winnipeg after a loss in the playoffs. They're plus 120 tonight. They've been great at this all year long, bouncing back. In fact, you know how many times their goalie has lost this year, regular season, postseason combined, on the second half of a back-to-back?
Zero times?
Twice.
Oh.
Yeah, so not quite zero. And then there was one shootout loss, but you can't count that. So if you want to say three, fine. So they're plus 120 tonight. And as much as I'm rooting for the Golden Knights to win the series, and I'd love to see it, from a betting perspective, I'm going to take Winnipeg tonight, especially because game two, Winnipeg was a faster team. They outshot them. Just Marc-Andre Fleury stole the game from them, which is what goalies do in the playoffs. And I'm not worried about them going into Vegas because, yeah, it's a tough atmosphere, but you know what else is a tough atmosphere to play in? Nashville. You know how many games they won there? Three. So I know you know that. So, yeah, I'm gonna be on Winnipeg, and I'm going against our buddy Jerry Bow, whose gambling guide is up today. He's been on fire, especially with soccer. But he took Vegas minus 140. I'm about the other way tonight.
All right. And
when it jumps up and bites me, at some point it will. Okay, but I still think Winnipeg's a better team, and I think they come back with a win tonight, and I'm going to plan to cash.
All right.
And they've been good to me in these playoffs, because especially when they did it, every time they did it against the Preds, they were a plus. All right, let's talk about the game everybody cares about.
Well, the big thing you see on television, and that's what Levitard and Sarah Spain and Poppy were talking about.
Poppy?
What do the Rockets have to change from game one to game two? The answer is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
You can't. They've got to get away from this, you know, when James is on the floor, everything's ISO. When James is off the floor, you try to run some weird new offense that no one seems to be able to get into a flow with. And defensively, they just have to change so much. I'm having a hard time deciding who I think's going to win this game, because after they lost game one, I've basically given up hope on them winning the series. I almost see no way for them to win the series now, so it's hard for me to say, yeah, oh, they'll sneak this game. I said at the beginning the Warriors would win in six. I mean, if it goes five now, I think, that'd be fun. But I just don't see where the Rockets are better than them in the playoffs. This is just a team built for the playoffs, and that's the way they performed in game one.
I think if you're holding out hope for the Rockets, you need the Rockets from 2 months ago to show up. And granted, a lot of those games were against teams that weren't very good.
Right.
But they did play well enough to beat the Warriors in the regular season. And I know it's different, but I think this game, if they don't win this, and I said this yesterday, I think they'll go full Raptor, because now D'Antoni's going to be questioning himself. James Harden's going to be thinking about being elimination James. Chris Paul's going to be like, oh, well, maybe this is over my head. They're going to hear all the talk. They're going to hear he's on there talking about him. As much as they try to ignore it, it's going to get in their heads. So I think they win tonight. I think they have to win tonight. And, yeah, I could see them taking one in Golden State, but they've got to play like they did earlier in the year. This team we've seen throughout the playoffs, we've seen flashes of it. But I said this at the time, they've got to be more consistent. If you're going to beat the Warriors, you've got to play at least your A-minus game.
Do you think
you're going to have to do it five times, because one of those you're going to play your A-minus game and they're going to beat you.
Do you think James Harden and Chris Paul combine to get into the 60s again?
Yes, but I think you'll see a more efficient Paul this time.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's talking about Paul getting 20 points, but go look at his shooting. He wasn't that good in game
one.
Was
he just? He was right around 50%.
He was under 50. He was like, I think, I want to say it was 6 of 15. That might have
been 8 of 17.
Okay, yeah.
So basically 50%.
Yeah, close.
I didn't think the problem was those two guys. And it wasn't Capella either, although I would have liked to see more Capella in the second half. But they just – their offense completely changed when the game got tight, and they went away from going down low. The problem is these role players, none of them played well. And even Eric Gordon, who was 6 of 13 –
yeah, but he got a lot of those in the second half, too. That
it just didn't feel like a good game for him.
No.
Ariza was bad.
And then he was kind of bitching about not seeing more shots, and it's like, well, I don't know that I want you taking more shots right now, Eric Gordon.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if this team's going to win, it's basically the three guys that everyone's talked about all year long have to carry them there.
The role players need to
play roles.
They need that, but they need a guy like P.J. Tucker to come up with 18.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not be zeros. You can't.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker and Bamute can't combine for 1 point. That's not going to get it done. One?
Oh, and Bamute, and all of a sudden, oh, my shoulder hurts. That's why I'm missing layups.
Yeah, all right.
And then don't get on the floor. So the Preakness draw is out, and Justify drew the 7. I'll have a little article up as soon as I can get on break. On the 8 horses, so on Sports Map.
So he's 7 out of 8?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
It's a good spot?
Yeah, I mean, this is one where...
Not ideal, but not good enough to stop
him. No, it doesn't matter. He's going to win this easy, and then we're going to bet against him heavy in the Belmont.
Okay.
So, by the way, it'll be on Sports Map as soon as I can get to it on a break. But there's also Joel and Mario Ellie's two-man game is up. Lance Zierlein has 3 simple steps for
Joel
the Rockets.
Joel wearing nipple tape in that video?
I can't tell because I don't really... know what that does or what it is. But he's wearing kind of a stylish black shirt.
Okay.
I mentioned the Bookie Busters on there. And Dell asks of the Rockets just another speed bump on the Warriors' path to history.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Did he also answer it or did he want it? Did he answer it in his story?
He kind of did, yes.
Okay, I thought he was asking.
He was, but he was also answering.
Okay.
It's like the classic ask a question and then go in the story.
So that was a question I wasn't supposed to answer out loud.
Well, you can if you want.
Okay.
So.
Do you like the new Carbach hats?
I do.
They look like Trump hats, though, right?
That's why I like them. I'm all about Donald Trump. You know
okay.
that.
Okay.
Donald Trump got us legalized gambling.
Oh, yeah, he
in
did.
In every state in America.
He also defeated,
maybe not Texas.
He also defeated ISIS.
Yeah, and he got the Korea deal done.
Yes.
Sort of.
Well, that's back to a maybe, I think.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm not going to sit here and have you bash Donald Trump.
I won't. All I was saying was the hat looks a little bit Trumpish.
Well, we're just making Carbach great again.
Maybe so.
That's all. Actually, it was already great, so we're keeping Carbach great.
America was pretty great, too, you got to admit.
Was it?
Like... George Washington forded the Delaware River on Christmas Day.
He also did that in a Geico commercial.
To make sure that America was great. And then, after he beat the Redcoats, he went and carved his own face into Mount Rushmore with a hammer and chisel. It's pretty great.
Yeah, you know that was like 200-plus years ago, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. What are you, like time traveling
Fred,
on me or something?
This is science. What do you think's more accurate? What I said or what you said about Chris Paul not shooting close to 50%?
Well, what I said, he wasn't that great, though. I mean, a lot of those points came late. So, same thing as Gordon. Neither one of those guys, I think you could look at that and say they had a good game.
They needed more points late.
Well, they did. But, look, I think they bounce back tonight. I think they get it done. And
you do think they win tonight?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy talk.
How's that crazy talk?
No, it's not. I don't. I just can't. I can't get with it. I think I've given up on them. I've rolled over.
one game. I'm
one
done.
One game. I mean,
tapping out.
Listen,
yeah.
It wasn't a promising one game.
No, but it's one game, and I think they'll make adjustments. They'll do things differently, and some of them will work, and some of them won't.
Okay.
But I think they win tonight because they have to. And now
that's what I said in game one.
Well. It's a lot more pressing now.
Well.
Because, honestly, if they lose this, I'll go on record as saying they don't win a game in the series.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come back to Houston. And we're done, and then we get a crappy final with the Warriors and the Celtics.
Josh says, the hot take madness is dumb. If you had asked literally anyone on January 1, 100% would have said Rockets will need to win one in Oakland, which is the exact situation now. Plus, anyone would have said Rockets are in great shape if it's 1-1 going to Game 3. The problem is it's not 1-1 going to Game 3 yet, Josh. And I know the Rockets are your favorite team, but did you feel good watching Game 1? Did you go, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I expected. I knew they were going to play with them just like this. It's like it's a cat-and-mouse game. Come on, dude. They got worked in Game 1. You can't possibly have walked away from that game going, yeah, I feel just as good about the Rockets as I did before Game 1. There's no way you can say that.
No, but I can go, and I also would just kind of dispute that they're in great shape if it's 1-1. I still think you've lost home court.
Yeah.
So the other team has the advantage. But I can see a lot of – that's the thing. We get so caught up in how one game goes that you just think, okay, there's no chance that they can do this. I think that they'll come back with a different strategy. They bounce back pretty well so far, granted against lesser teams. But, you know, the Warriors didn't sweep the Pelicans.
No.
So the Rockets are better than the Pelicans.
Ryan asked an interesting question. As of now, who has a better situation, the Cavs or the Rockets?
Well,
would you rather be down 2-0 with two road games?
Yeah,
or
I would say
1-0 and one home game?
I can't answer that until tomorrow. If it's 1-1, I would still take the Rockets because the Cavs never had home court advantage.
Right.
So if it keeps playing out like that, they can't win the series. So, yeah, I can't ask that again tomorrow. I'll be happy to answer it. Because if they're both 0-2, I can tell you which one.
Yeah.
And if it's 1-1, it'll be Rockets. That's a better situation. All right. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm reading her lips.
Oh, each line. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Get pumped up for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals at Carbach Brewing today as we broadcast live until 7. Carbach has an awesome restaurant open for lunch and dinner, and of course, plenty of beer. And while supplies last, I'll be giving away the Rockets gear, hats, pint glasses, and T-shirts. See you here. It says 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., but, you know, that's already passed. So we don't really care
so
about
just
this.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys got all the shirts. So
Killian didn't save some for us.
I know. But
it's garbage.
That's all right. Happy to be here, man. It's you know, we're big fans of Carbach, and we have Eric on the show a lot, so it's we've been waiting for this for a long time. I know we've been trying to get this thing to happen ever since we started talking about Carbach.
Yep.
And so here we are, and come on out. And if you want to get in, the best way to do it is hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. And Greg the Beer Man says, I don't see how the Warriors are getting points. I'd unload the farm on them. From a betting perspective, I think the Rockets will win tonight. I sure don't know that they will. And, yeah, if you're getting points with the team that you think is the better team, I think situationally, I think the Rockets should be favored. But we're also thinking that they're February Rockets. I don't know. Those guys need to show up. I think they will, but I don't know that. So I damn sure wouldn't bet them. I would take the team where I was getting points in this case.
Yeah.
In fact, if I were – let's say the Rockets were getting the point. I still might take Golden State. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm not betting it. I'm invested heavily in hockey tonight. So
Tyson says, got news for you, AJ. A few more free throws made, a couple layups made, and Paul with a better shooting percentage, and it's a horse race. You make it seem like the Rockets got smashed. They gave up the lead and couldn't get it back, but by no means was Game 1 a blowout. No, Game 1 was a blowout. It was close for a while, but the halftime score doesn't determine whether or not a game was a blowout or not. The game wasn't down the stretch. The game wasn't competitive. The Rockets never threatened to get back and win that game. I mean, it was basically how much are they going to lose by, and that was from like the start of the fourth quarter on. There was never a moment in the fourth quarter where, if you were watching that game, you thought, "Uh oh, here come the Rockets." Warriors fans better worry. That it never happened. It never happened.
Was that when you were on the big screen?
No, I was on the big screen early in the game. And by the way, I got a lot of hate about my appearance on the big screen because I was wearing a black T-shirt. And
everybody else around you was wearing red.
Everybody else was wearing the red shirts that were on their that were on the back of their seats. I want it to be put out on record. I wore that red shirt. But when I got to my seat, there were two people who were they were in our seats, didn't speak great English, and they had our shirts on. And we were like, hey, these are our seats. And then they show us their phone, and then I've got to read in Mandarin that they're one section over. We were in 119, they were in 120. So
well, there's a joke there.
So they go, they leave, but they take our shirts with us. And we're like trying to say, hey, we need our shirts back, but their phones are in Mandarin. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, it's hard to negotiate with someone when there's I don't speak Mandarin. I'm not gonna pretend that I do.
Donald Trump does a good job.
I know,
negotiating it.
But he's a worldly man.
So why don't you follow him over and take the shirts off
their
chair?
Well, here's what happened is eventually they left their drinks behind.
Ah.
And eventually came back for their drinks, and we were like, hey, we'd love to give you your drinks back, but. And then we did this. You're wearing our shirts. And they finally peeled off the shirts and gave us the shirts, and we gave them some Pepsi. And then I put my shirt on, and I wore a red shirt that said HOU on it for the duration of the game. Just goes to show you, though, it doesn't matter what shirt I wear. It doesn't make the Rockets better than the Warriors. They're just not.
No, that's all on you, dude.
A magical T-shirt isn't the reason why
yeah, it is.
The Warriors won.
I think it is because you had to wear that black shirt, so we're going to blame it
on... They won because they have better players.
We're going to blame this on China. So this woman, was she elderly?
No, the gentleman was elderly. The woman was not elderly.
Okay, because I was going to say maybe she's one.
I think it was a dad-daughter duo.
Oh, okay. Because if it was an older woman, then I probably know her from the gym, and she probably did it on purpose.
Yeah.
But you looked excited on there. I'll say that.
I was excited.
That's like the second
time. That's the second time in a row. I've been to two Rocket games this whole season. I got put on the big screen both times.
Well, what does that tell you? You must be very famous.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Because like, there's people that go every single game and haven't been on there once all
year. I know. Those people are peasants.
And they're probably looking at that saying, Mother Hoffman. Yeah.
A very big star, Fred.
Are kids still here?
I'm AJ, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. I'm wearing your hat today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's making radio great again. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. But, after the third quarter, and to me that's where they lost the game. And the Warriors only outscored them by 7, and you should be able to make that up. But I never got the feeling that that run was coming in the fourth quarter. And it kind of stayed the same, most of it. They might have got within 5 at one point. But I never felt like they were going to catch them, and it seemed like the Warriors had an answer. And it felt like the end of that one game they lost to the Jazz.
Right.
Where it's like, you know what, they're not getting them tonight. It's not going to happen.
And you can say all these things. Well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, it's different. Do you think Steph Curry's not capable of having a bigger game than 18 points?
No, AJ, that's as good as he is.
You think Draymond is going to be stuck at 5 points per game this series?
He should be.
Wake up. I know the Rockets could have played a little better, but I'm telling the Warriors didn't max out in game one. That's not like peak Warrior and, oh, my God, the Rockets just didn't win because the Warriors had this one game where they played perfect. No, the Warriors can be way better than what they were too.
But
the Warriors are just better than the Rockets.
But they
this isn't
also,
like a crazy thing. They're a better team. They have better players. They have a better game plan. They're just better.
But they can also be way worse than they were in game one.
Of course they can. And so can the Rockets.
Yeah. Well, we've seen it. I think that Jazz game that we were talking about was one of the worst ones I've seen.
Let's see what happens if Harden doesn't come out and score 41. What are the Rockets then? What boat are they in?
Well, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of things that they can do to win. Now, the bigger question is, can they win 4 games against this team? And I don't see it. But I think they win tonight. I don't think it's completely hopeless.
I think it's hopeless. All hope is lost.
Well, then I don't have to.
Kevin Durant is Thanos. And he just said, if you're wearing a red jersey, snap. You disappear. You're gone from the playoffs. Snap.
All right, so I don't have to watch the game tonight or write anything.
No,
for sports
just
match.
Watch Infinity War.
I've already seen it.
Okay.
Twice, actually. So.
Just think of James Harden as Spider-Man and Chris Paul as Black Panther. No, think of Ryan Anderson as Black Panther.
Okay, because that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, and
because you're digging a hole here that you're not going to be able to get out
actually,
of.
Actually, Ryan Anderson disappeared like 3 months ago, so that was even before Avengers: Infinity War came out. So I don't know what happened.
He died when Loki did.
He's not a Thanos casualty. He's pre-snap.
713.
He's like Gamora. Kevin Durant took him and threw him down the hole like 3 months ago.
Oh God. Why am I even here today?
I don't know.
I'm just here to enjoy the beer, I guess.
You're here to convince me that the Rockets can win tonight.
I think they can.
Somebody has to do it.
Vegas thinks they can.
I know. Vegas thought they were going to win game one, too.
Vegas was a little off on that one.
They were misguided.
Well.
I tend to think they're misguided again.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from a betting perspective, if I were to bet, would definitely take Golden State. But the reality is. I can see a lot of scenarios where the Rockets come out here and win tonight. So,
okay.
You know, do I see more scenarios where they win than the Warriors? That's iffy.
Right.
But if they can't have the kind of intensity it takes tonight, then they're not going to have it. And that's why I say if they lose this, goodbye.
Well, the Rockets did have intensity for about the first 10 minutes of that game, game one.
Yeah, but they couldn't sustain that. And it was interesting hearing the fans that excited because they couldn't sustain it either.
Nope.
All right, so what do we have here, John?
Bill Advisor. If you are betting on the Rockets, you're going to need to start saving money somewhere else. BillAdvisor.com can help you out with that. Whatever your recurring monthly bills are, you're probably paying too much. Cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance. You started those services, you got a great price up front, but your bill always goes up when you're not paying attention. That's just how it works. Bill Advisor works directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. Just lower your bill. Simple as that. Week in and week out, they're saving. They're winning for hundreds of our listeners, and most of them are saving $800. Some are saving over $1,000 just with Bill Advisor. It's unbelievable. They're so confident. They guarantee you they're going to save at least $300, or you're going to get every penny back. And this week, the big winners, Dan L. from Katy saved $1,824 on TV, internet, and cell phone. Kristen N. from Deer Park saved $1,900 on TV, internet, and cell phone. Michael M. from Fort Worth, $2,194 he saved on his TV and energy bills alone. It's unbelievable, and it's so simple to get started. Text the word GO to 232323. And your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. 232323, text the word GO or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carr Bock Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, listen, for your chance to win the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club.
Nice, Tyler, Bo Byler.
Where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. The Bench gave away today's prize to Samuel.
Are you
since
Fred,
he was the
Fred,
first caller.
Are you Fred Bobed or Bobred?
Bread was one of my nicknames many, many years ago. So
when you were making money?
No.
Oh.
That was before I was making money. I'm That should be it now because I'm doing okay now.
Yeah, but if I'm doing the name game with you, yeah, Fred Bobed or Fred Bobred? Banana Fanful Fred.
Bobed, I would say.
Me, my, mom, red.
Yeah, doesn't quite work.
Fred.
This is what happens when you have a name that nobody cares about.
That's true.
Congratulations, Samuel, for being today's winner. So
Sammy, Bobammy.
But would he be a Sammy or do you have to be Samuel?
I don't know.
Because I think there's like,
I think if you're Sam, Samuel, Sammy, Samson.
Samantha.
Samsonite. It all works.
Okay. It says Samuel specifically here.
All right.
Would be like if they said Frederick, I would not be eligible. I am not a Frederick.
But I do think you'd still be eligible.
I don't know if I would.
Per the rules.
John, can we have a clarification, please?
Yeah, I think AJ's right.
So, John, what if they said John and you tried to claim the prize?
I don't think I could win.
Because a lot of people think your name is John.
That is true.
Like, there's so many people who say, they always tweet me, where's John tonight? Is this John? And it's like, dude, we've been here for, what, 9, 10 years
now? Yeah, where's John? I get a lot of that. Who the hell's John? Oh, well.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm guessing one of the names will not be Voldemort. So
Voldemort, Voldemort, Bonana, Fana, Voldemort, me, my, Motorola. Voldemort.
Motorboat? What?
Motorboat.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Gab says she's never going to win a name game.
Why not?
I don't know if Gabby's on the list.
It could be.
But it could be Gabby or Gabrielle.
Are we ever throwing out a chick name?
Yeah, John, are we? This just seems, because we have a lot of female listeners.
That's right.
And we want to take care of them. This seems a little sexist to me.
Fred, you can't say it like that.
What?
It's 2018. We want to take care of
them. No, we want to make sure they can win, too.
Okay.
Take care of them. Geez, stop.
I'm just saying, you said it with this really creepy look on your face.
I did not. You won't even.
You said we want
to. I was looking at my phone while I said
you
that.
You said we want to take care of them, and then you licked your lips and put your finger in your mouth. It was really gross.
I do that all the time. I was savoring my BBH. That's all it was. Stop. My goodness. But no, we want our extensive number of female listeners to have as much a chance to win as our men.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. So I think what they really should do with this, and not that this is my business, but I would have every single name that you do be asexual. That could be one or the other, like Terry.
Pat.
Terry.
Pat and Terry are the games of the names of the week.
There's a bunch of those. So, yeah, see, 479 says, my daughter Harley listens every day on the ride home with us.
See?
Counter as a female listener. Boom, done. I don't know how old she is, but that's okay. And everybody keeps tweeting me the poo story. That's gem of the day, so just be patient. We will get to it.
Hey, I've got a question. I saw this question posed today. And I really don't know what the right answer is. Spoiler alert, this has nothing to do with sports at all. This is completely
off. That'd be good because...
off topic.
Because this has been... We've been very sportsy the entire show.
But sometimes I like to ask hypotheticals.
Okay.
And see what, you know, what you think or what the people think. What is your stance on public breastfeeding?
Against.
You're against firmly?
Well, not firmly, as long as you're covered up. And if you pop it out right there in public and don't put a blanket over it or whatever, I'm against that, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Because this guy was like, he thinks that public breastfeeding should be, you should always have to be covered 100% of the time.
Like I prefer that,
He feels like you feel. But he said, for those of you who think that public breastfeeding is okay, what if it's a 15-year-old mom? Then what's your stance on public breastfeeding? Would it change? And I said, ooh, now that's a conundrum. Because you can't have 15-year-old girls just popping their boobs out in public.
No.
Even if it is for breastfeeding, right?
Well, I think that a large segment of the population doesn't consider breastfeeding to be a sexual thing.
But listen, Fred.
Hey, I'm not saying that's my stance, okay? I'm saying a large segment of the population.
No. I agree with you. In fact, I don't think breastfeeding is a sexual thing.
Oh, I don't either.
But you know what is?
Because I don't look at it and say, oh, wow.
You know what is sexual, though? Boobs. And that's a big part of the story there.
Depends on how you're using them, I guess.
Tasha.
Don't ask her.
What do you think of public breastfeeding? It's okay? What if but what if they decide that's how they want to do it? Okay. But that's their right, huh? It's their prerogative. What if the girl's 15 years old, a 15-year-old mom?
Yeah, that's different.
Damn, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know what I think of that. That's kind of weird.
That 15-year-old baby's got to eat too. But,
well, yeah.
But man, you know there's a bunch of perverts out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's. But I mean, are you not supposed to do anything because of perverts now?
Yeah. Of course, Fred. Otherwise, everybody would just breastfeed openly, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know.
But there's guys who are creepers who are going to make it weird.
I think there's women who are creepers.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
But there's way less creeper women than there are creeper men.
Oh, yeah. No, mostly men. Who. But if I see a woman breastfeeding, I don't look.
You'd look away?
I look away, yeah. Okay. It's not something I want to see. And
what if it was bald and Natalie Portman?
Still wouldn't look.
Nursing her alien baby.
The baby's got to eat, man. That's his business. Now, after the baby's done, I'll probably walk over and you know.
What if she tried to have a conversation with you while breastfeeding her?
So that'll never happen because I won't talk to somebody while they're breastfeeding. That I'm not comfortable with.
Really?
I would never talk with anybody while they're masturbating. There's just certain things that I don't want to be around.
Would you talk to your wife when she was breastfeeding?
She doesn't have kids.
Not this wife, but the mother of your children. Like while she was breastfeeding your children.
Honestly, there's certain things I don't have conversations with people while they're going on.
All right.
That's one of them.
Man.
So if she wants to talk to me, she can talk to me when she's done with her kid and she's put her top back on.
She's done with your kid, not her kid. Well, that's
it's not
both
my kid.
Of yours.
It's not my kid.
It's both of yours.
No, I did not impregnate that young woman.
You
I don't know
did.
Where this came from. I'm willing to take a test. I did not do this, AJ.
Your kids look just like you. There's no
doubt. Yeah, but my kids, that was a long time ago.
Who I'm talking about.
Nobody breastfed in public back then.
Oh. But would you talk to your wife while she was breastfeeding in your home?
I don't think she breastfed.
Oh, okay.
I don't honestly remember. That was a long time
ago. Did your mom breastfeed you?
I don't know. I was an infant. How am I supposed to know these things?
You never asked her?
No, I don't care. That's not one of the things that I thought about. Hey, was I bottle fed or breastfed?
Your IQ,
sure I was bottle fed.
Your IQ goes up 10 points if you're breastfed on average.
Well, maybe she should have breastfed me and then I'd have been 170. So, oh well.
I got all the way to 85 thanks to my mom breastfeeding me. Of course, my mom also drank vodka by the gallon while breastfeeding.
I have no idea what was my mom was ingesting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I was born with a blood alcohol level of 0.32. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.